You're with Clement Maniatella. 702.
All right, we've got the Iranian ambassador to South Africa, Shakib Mehr, who is joining us now on the line following Israel's attack on Iran last week, which threatened really a wider regional war. And as you've heard from Sifiso Zulu in the latest Deny Witness News headlines, Iran's supreme leader has praised the country's armed forces for their success. He was speaking at a meeting with Iranian military commanders yesterday, where he made his first public comment since Tehran launched an attack on Israel last week. And these are the remarks that are coming from a supreme leader, but also they are the first since Iran attacked Israel and since the reported Israeli attack on a military airbase in central Isfahan province on Friday. Let's bring in the ambassador now, who joins us on the line. Ambassador, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. And I appreciate you making time for us this morning. I just want to start off with some clarity around what Iran believes, or who Iran believes is behind the attack that we saw last week. Has Iran been able to establish whether or not Israel is the one behind that attack?
This is Israel's habit of not taking responsibility for its actions. In recent years, we had dozens of Israel's operations and terrorist attacks inside and outside of Iran, especially in the region, against Iran's scientific and military individuals and interests. Even they have organized destructive cyber attacks against us. The Israeli regime has repeatedly threatened Iran with a military attack and even the use of nuclear arms. All of these have been registered by Iran as the documents in the United Nations. It is important that the Israeli regime has never denied these attacks. Apparently, Iran's restraint has created a misunderstanding on the other side. Yes.
Okay, so to be clear then, to make sure that I'm understanding you, are you suggesting that based on what Israel has threatened in the past and the attacks that have been seen in the past, then the suggestion is that what happened last week, Israel was behind it?
Yes. You know, last week there was an attack against some of our anti-aircraft sites by micro drones and very small quadcopters. It was failed and did not have any success and result. The very small drones were intercepted and destroyed before any success.
Mm-hmm. Let's maybe take a few steps back, Ambassador. When did this attack, counter attacks begin? Because there was an attack on your diplomatic officers in Syria. Israel was behind that attack that killed about 7, if I'm not mistaken, of your generals in Syria. And then you retaliated by firing hundreds of missiles towards Israel, many of which were intercepted. And then now this attack, which, as you say, you believe Israel is behind of. Where did things all start? Because my understanding is that Israel still insists and believes that as Iran, you were somehow involved in the October 7 attacks.
In the 1st of April, our embassy in Damascus was attacked by Israel. After this brutal attack, we targeted some military bases inside Israel and showed our capability to any threat against our sovereignty and national interest. After this response, we announced that we don't want to scope the war in the region. But if there is any attack against our people or our sovereignty and territory, without any delay, we will respond.
Okay. I'm going to put you back, Ambassador, to the producer so they can just reestablish that line. I'm told that it's not the clearest. I mean, I can hear you quite a bit, but I just want to make sure that our listeners are also hearing you well. So I'm putting you back, to the producers. They're going to try and re-establish that line. We are in conversation, if you've just joined us, to Ambassador Shakib Mech. This is the Iranian ambassador. We're talking following the attack on Iran by, as the ambassador says, they believe that Israel was behind that attack on Iran last week. And the question is, how is Iran going to be retaliating? You can give us your thoughts if you want to join this conversation on 011-883-0702 or send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. Remember, there was an attack in Syria at the diplomatic offices of Iran. About seven generals of Iranian generals were killed. Generals were killed. And then Iran responded by firing hundreds of missiles towards Israel, many of which were intercepted. In fact, the Israeli Defense Force said only, I think they said one young girl who's about 8 years old was injured. And then we saw the attack last week. I mean, Israel has been saying we are going to retaliate. Even its allies said you need to be very careful how you retaliate. Is that retaliation going to be proportionate or not? Because you don't want a situation where we are going to be involved in a wider regional war. I don't think the world can afford that right now. Let's go back to the ambassador now, Ambassador Mech, who's the Iranian ambassador. I think we've got him on a better line now. So, Ambassador, you were still explaining what had happened in the beginning, because Israel believes that you were responsible, well, not largely responsible, but you were involved to an extent during the October 7 attacks. Do you think that is the reason why Israel then decided to attack your diplomatic offices in Syria?
No, that was started by the Israeli attacks in our embassy in Damascus, and Israel was attacked our embassy and invaded international law and regulations, especially 1971 Vienna Convention and 1973 New York Convention. They started this, and therefore we are obliged to respond their attack.
Mm-hmm. Are you obliged to respond now as well, now that you believe that Israel was behind this latest attack last week? And what is Iran's possible response?
We are not going to start the war in the region. We don't want to scope the war in the region. And several times we have declared international organizations and international community should condemn these brutal attacks. If they fulfill their obligations, they don't need to repeat our attack on Israel.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Ambassador, to some of the claims that have been made and the accusations towards Iran, that the reason that Israel is so antagonistic towards Iran is because Iran is funding some organizations like Hezbollah or the Revolutionary Guard, like they're funding organizations that are quite antagonistic towards Israel, organizations that are radical, that have been attacking Israel, or have also been declaring that they don't believe even in the existence of the state of Israel. And that's often the justification that comes from those that are sympathetic of Israel. Do you think your links to those organizations is somehow compromising you here as Iran?
I don't think so, because the America and the United Kingdom and other European countries send arms and financially support Israel in their actions, in their operations in the region. And it's obvious that we support some groups in the region which they fight against aggression and occupation. And this mm-hmm. This is obvious that we respond just the attack against our embassy.
Yeah. But what does that do, though? What when you and I hear what you say about the West and how they continue to support, and send arms and these military packages to either the state of Israel, the military that ends up being used in a way that also targets either Iran or those that are linked to Iran. I'm just asking, what do you think is the compromise based on your links with organizations like Hezbollah, for instance? I'm sure you know now about the High Court in Argentina. Argentina's highest criminal court has now found that deadliest attack in 1994 of a bombing of a Jewish community center headquarters, that court has concluded that attack was planned by Iran and Hezbollah, that militant group. Hezbollah, yes, executed the plans, but Iran had actually planned the attack. What do you say, number one, to that judgment in Argentina? But two, how do you think your links to Hezbollah somehow compromises you when you look at the attacks that Hezbollah has executed in the past?
We have several times rejected these claims and these accusations and denied any involvement in these attacks. And also, I think Hezbollah also denied any involvement of these attacks.
But the High Court in Argentina says that's not true. They say Iran planned these attacks and Hezbollah executed them. Will you be appealing that judgment?
I think the judgment was in some circumstances which affect by political purposes.
Okay. So you don't believe that the judiciary there is independent to make its own rulings? You think there's political influence here?
Yes, of course.
How will you be responding as Iran? You did indicate earlier that you don't want to start a regional war following this attack last week on Iran. So what then becomes your response? Do you still believe in a counter-offensive? Because you did warn Israel after you sent your missiles towards Israel that if they respond, you are going to be more fierce in your response should Israel respond in an attack. And now that we've got what we have in our hands, what are you considering as Iran?
We did not convince that these attacks was organized by Israel outside of our territory. And we think that these very small quadcopters had the operation inside Iran, and somebody do that. And then we don't want to scope the war and spread the war in the region. You know, this is our main policy in the region.
Mm. So is it fair then, Ambassador, to say that as Iran, you are not at the stage considering a counter-offensive, so you will not be responding to this attack?
No, because we don't know exactly that this operation started from the soil of Israel.
Mm-hmm. But once you establish that, because, and I understand what you say, because it's important to identify and to classify this attack and how it started, right? Similarly, you were concerned that the attack in Syria came directly from Israel, which is why even by international law, you are allowed as Iran to respond, because that is against international law for any state to go and attack a diplomatic office of another state. So if you are able to establish that attack last week came from Israel, are you then going to respond?
I think that this is completely different. You know, the attack of 1st of April, Israel targeted our embassy directly, mm-hmm. and killed seven of our major general advisor, which were in Syria in order to help the Syrian government, and in an official invitation of the Syrian government. And we retaliated that attack And I think it's finished.
How proportionate were you in that attack, Ambassador? Because there are some people who say you have seven generals that were killed during the that attack in Syria by Israel. But in your attack towards Syria, towards Israel, no one was killed. And I mean, there are lots of theories out there going around. Some people say you actually consulted with the U.S. before that attack. The U.S. may have warned Syria, so Syria had a warning before. So your attack was not necessarily meant to, you know, inflict pain, to cause too much destruction or claim lives. It was just a proportionate response that showed, that wanted to show Israel what you as Iran are capable of. Just help us understand why, as Iran, you decided to go with that approach. Because if you really wanted to, you could have really started a much major attack that would have had wider and bigger consequences. Diplomatically, why that approach?
We don't want to kill anyone in our attacks. No, we targeted just some military bases, and we don't targeted. We didn't target the civilian. Like the Israelis, which targeted the schools, hospitals, and we didn't want to increase the casualties. We just wanted to show and to emphasize the other side understand our capabilities to respond.
Okay. What do you think, Ambassador, would be the consequences of a wider regional war? I mean, what would be the consequences for South Africa, for instance, if that region went into war?
A whole war that would be a disaster for all sides, and that would affect international relations and international community. Because of that, not only our region, but also all the world. Because of that, we try our best to don't enter the war. But don't forget, we are ready to respond any threat and any attacks against our sovereignty, our internal integrity, and our people. We are capable. We have showed we are capable to defend ourselves. Thank you very much.
And just lastly, Ambassador, what do you make of the U.S.'s involvement in all of this? You've indicated that they continue to send military packages, multi-billion rand military packages towards Israel to continue their offensive in Gaza. What do you make of that response? But also my second question, someone would argue that you shouldn't see anything wrong with that as Iran, because equally so, you've also been clear over your support, for instance, for Palestine in this war. And you can clarify to me whether or not that support from Iran is directly to Hamas, or if that support is directly to Palestine. Where do you stand as Iran?
The Americans play major role in this conflict. And if they stop their support to Israel, I'm sure that these brutal attacks of Israel will end.
But what about your support as Iran? Do you support Hamas?
Now, we support justice. We support liberation, like the South Africa, as a freedom-loving country. We support just the Palestinian to have their rights.
Have you sent any monies as Iran to Hamas to fund this fight?
No.
Okay. Not Ambassador, at all. Thank you so much for making time for us. I really appreciate your time. Ambassador Shakib Mekh, that's the Iranian ambassador to South Africa. I thought it would be beneficial for us to have a quick chat with him about what the potential response of Iran will be to Israel, because they want to avoid a wide regional war. That's not going to work for anybody. That's not going to be good for Israel. It's not going to be good for Palestine. It's not going to be good for Iran. It's not going to be good for South Africa. It's not going to be good for the U.S. So they are trying to avoid a wider regional war. And the question now is, if they do manage to establish that last week's attack on Iran originated directly from Israel, what happens? Because by international law, they will be able to respond and justify it based on international law as defending themselves as the state of Iran. Interesting things to watch over the next couple of days. It's 10:32.